Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, March 16th. Brought to you by C&H Insurance of East Grand Forks, who began with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. This concept, it remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona, too. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy at 218-773-0287. Or you can stop by 1427 Central Avenue, northwest of East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source, we insure through C&H Insurance. And so should you. Our weather today, cloudy and windy. High today, right around 29 degrees. Well, a Buxton man accused of attempted murder and other crimes pleaded not guilty to all his charges in court yesterday. Jeffrey Colin Mundus, 29, waived his preliminary hearing, was arraigned and pleaded not guilty to Class A felony attempted murder. Charge has a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. Mundus also pleaded not guilty to his remaining six charges, all Class C felonies, aggravated assault, terrorizing, preventing arrest, simple assault on a law enforcement officer, and two counts of contact by bodily fluids on law enforcement. None of the charges have a mandatory minimum sentence. Mundus is accused of assaulting Ashley Marie Johnson on December 31st at a trailer in Amarillo. Johnson was able to escape but later returned, finding the back bedroom on fire, according to an affidavit in that case. Well, one person has been cited to juvenile court following threats of violence at Cavalier Public Schools. Cavalier Public Schools announced on their social media page that classes were canceled Tuesday and yesterday amid school shooting threats. Screenshot of the original threat has been shared with Grand Forks' best source, and it states, "I'm going to shoot the school up. I came here and people are making fun of me. Seriously, I will shoot it up." This message has not been confirmed with law enforcement to be the actual threat. Now, law enforcement officers are continuing to investigate, and they say charges are possible against the juvenile. However, at this time, they do not believe there's an active threat. That's why officials say school will be in session today. Well, about a dozen anti-trans bills have passed at least one chamber of the state legislature, and yesterday some of them got another public hearing. Senate Human Services Committee heard bills like HB 1473, which would bar trans girls and women from using women's restrooms and locker rooms, and HB 1254, which would ban gender-affirming care for minors. The committee also heard bills that would recognize parents as the primary stakeholder in their children's future, and through both sets of bills have support from the majority. Some lawmakers are concerned the parental rights bill and the anti-trans bills are at odds with each other. Well, here we go with your most daily dish today. And there's actually a couple of daily dishes today. Let's do the first one first, all right? Tempura buttered cheese curds. Oh, my goodness. With bacon bits and pesto with a Guinness mustard ranch sauce for dipping, only $8. How about Asian-inspired salmon burger with sesame seeds, scallions, garlic, and ginger with a dash of oyster sauce, served with pickled cucumber slices, tangy slaw, and fermented black bean aioli on a toasted bun with fries. It's only $13. Couple of daily dishes for you at Moe's Cafe. Check it out. Eat at Moe's. You'll love it right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, the Empire Arts Center in Grand Forks will host Tom Brosseau and Friends concert featuring special guest John C. Reilly and hosted by Terry Newlam on Sunday, March 26th at 6 p.m. Concert will also feature folk singer and Prairie Public Radio host Tom Brosseau. All proceeds from this event will go towards funding a new children's museum to be located in Grand Forks. Finally, in sports, Ryan Hartman had two goals and an assist in surging Minnesota Wild beat St. Louis 8-5 last night in a game in which Blues goalie Jordan Binnington was ejected for throwing a punch. Now, Binnington was whistled for a match penalty with 7:35 left in the second period after giving up a goal, the Wild's fifth, to Hartman. Now, Binnington left the crease, went after Hartman, swinging a blocker glove at the forward's face. Minnesota goalie Marc-Andre Fleury skated the length of the ice to confront the unmasked Binnington, but the two were separated by officials. Binnington was sent off the ice. I watched the game. I wish Marc-Andre Fleury would have got a chance to kick his butt. Minnesota boys high school basketball last night at the Ralph Engelstead Arena in Thief River Falls. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart wins the subsection 8A West Championship over Warren Alvarado Oslo 50-48. They'll play Foston tomorrow night for the Section 8A Championship. NBA, the Boston Celtics beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-102 last night. And finally, Grand Forks Red River's Zach Kraft has been named the finalist for the 2023 North Dakota Mr. Basketball Award. The winner will be announced on Saturday. And that is your morning update, brought to you by Muskox. Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the Muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the Dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the Muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the Muskox difference. Hey, don't forget, our three-year anniversary of Grand Forks Best Source is tomorrow, and we're going to be partying on St. Patrick's Day. I'll tell you what, if you've been a previous host, a guest, or just a friend of anybody here in the studio, you are all invited to come and hang out with us tomorrow. We're going to have some live music for you, too. I talked to Pete Moss. He should be here, along with a great vocalist named Emma Campbell. We're going to be doing it pretty much all day tomorrow. Stop into the Grand Cities Mall. Make sure you check out our third-year anniversary party. Hey, Dirty Thursday, Salute to Women is back at 11 o'clock today, and we're going to sit down with Amanda Jo Enright and some family members, and not as a co-host. Now, I'm going to tell you this, Amanda Jo knows probably more about sprint car racing than most men do, let alone women. That's going to be a blast, so tune in and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. We're on almost every social media app that's out there, and we all know the Grand Cities are awesome. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.